Welcome to County Stadium in Milwaukee, for the game between the Detroit Tigers and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Mickey Stanley. Batting second. The second baseman, Dick McAuliffe. Batting third. The right fielder, Al Kaline. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Norm Cash. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Willie Horton. Batting sixth. The catcher, Bill Freehan. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Jim Northrup. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Don Wirt. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Denny McLain. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Denny McLain. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Walt Williams. Batting second. The shortstop, Luis Aparicio. Batting third. The left fielder, Carlos May. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Gale Hopkins. Batting fifth. The catcher, Dwayne Josephson. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Bill Melton. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Bobby Knoop. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Ken Berry. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jerry Nyman. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Jerry Nyman. And now, play ball. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe hits a fly ball into right field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Kaline. Aparicio reaches second base with a double. Williams moves to third. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May takes first base on ball four. Gale Hopkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hopkins hits a fly ball into center field. Northrup settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Williams tags and scores. Aparicio tags and moves to third. One out. It's 1-0, White Sox. Dwayne Josephson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Josephson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stanley fields it and throws to second for the out. Aparicio scores. Two outs. It's 2-0, White Sox. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 4-0, White Sox. Bobby Knoop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knoop hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Freehan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash takes first base on ball four. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Cash moves to third. Bill Freehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freehan hits a fly ball into left field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Cash tags and scores. One out. It's 4-1, White Sox. Jim Northrup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Northrup hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Noop settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Wirt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirt hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Horton moves to second. Denny McLain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McLain takes first base on ball four. Horton moves to third. Wirt moves to second. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley is 0-1 in the game. Stanley hits a fly ball into center field. Barry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Tigers 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Ken Barry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barry hits a fly ball into right field. Kaline settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry Nyman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nyman strikes out. Two outs. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-1 in the game, with a single. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stanley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is 0-1 in the game. McAuliffe takes first base on ball 4. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 0-1 in the game. Kaline hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 0-0 in the game. With a walk. Cash hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Noop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Kaline moves to second. Two outs. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 1-1 in the game, with a single. Horton hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Josephson scoops up the ball and tags Horton for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Tigers 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 1-1 in the game, with a double. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stanley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0-0 in the game. With a walk. May hits a ball on the ground towards third. Wirt fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Gale Hopkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hopkins is 0-0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Hopkins hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McAuliffe scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Bill Freehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freehan is 0-0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Freehan hits a fly ball into left field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Northrup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Northrup is 0-1 in the game. Northrup hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Noop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Don Wirt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirt is 1-1 in the game, with a single. Wirt takes first base on ball 4. Denny McLain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McLain is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, McLain hits a fly ball into left field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Tigers 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Dwayne Josephson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Josephson is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Josephson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Melton hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ward fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Bobby Noop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Noop is 0-for-1 in the game. Noop hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. McAuliffe catches it and throws to first to double up Melton. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley is 0-for-2 in the game. Stanley hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, McAuliffe hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. McAuliffe is thrown out after the base hit. Stanley moves to third. One out. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 0-for-2 in the game. Kaline hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hopkins juggles the ball. That's an error on Hopkins. Stanley scores. It's 4-2, White Sox. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Cash hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Nyman fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Hopkins settles under it, and drops the ball. That's an error on Hopkins. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Horton hits a fly ball into right field. William settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Tigers 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0-for-1 in the game. Berry hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jerry Nyman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nyman is 0-for-1 in the game. Nyman bunts in front of the plate. Freehan fields it and throws to first for the out. Berry moves to second. One out. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. McLain fields it and throws to first for the out. Berry moves to third. Two outs. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Berry scores. It's 5-2, White Sox. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Aparicio hits a fly ball into left field. Horton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Bill Freehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freehan is 0-for-1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Freehan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Northrup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Northrup is 0 for 2 in the game. Northrup hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Noop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Don Wirt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirt is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Wirt hits a fly ball into center field. Barry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Tigers 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. May hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Gale Hopkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hopkins is 0 for 1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Hopkins hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Northrup. Hopkins reaches second base with a double. May moves to third. Dwayne Josephson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Josephson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Josephson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Wirt fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Melton is walked intentionally. Bobby Noop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Noop is 0 for 2 in the game. Noop strikes out. Two outs. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Berry hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. May scores. Hopkins scores. Melton moves to third. It's 7-2, White Sox. Jerry Nyman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nyman is 0 for 1 in the game. Nyman strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Ron Woods pinch hits for Denny McLain. Ron Woods is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woods takes first base on ball 4. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Stanley hits a fly ball into center field. Barry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. McAuliffe hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Noop settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 0 for 3 in the game. Kaline takes first base on ball 4. Woods moves to second. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Cash takes first base on ball 4. Woods moves to third. Kaline moves to second. Dan Osinski now pitching. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Horton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Tigers 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Joe Sparma now pitching. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards third. Wirt fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards third. Wirt fields it and throws to first for the out. two outs. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. May hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McAuliffe scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Bill Freehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freehan is 0-for-2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Freehan hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Asinski fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Northrup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Northrup is 0-for-3 in the game. Northrup hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 7-3, White Sox. Don Wirt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirt is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Wirt strikes out. Two outs. Tommy Matchick pinch hits for Joe Sparma. Tommy Matchick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matchick hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hopkins scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Matchick for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Tigers 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Kilkenny now pitching. Tommy McCraw pinch hits for Gale Hopkins. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is hit by the pitch. Dwayne Josephson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Josephson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Josephson hits a line drive into right field. Kaline settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Melton hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. McCraw moves to second. Bobby Knoop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knoop is 0-for-3 in the game. Knoop takes first base on ball 4. McCraw moves to third. Melton moves to second. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Berry hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stanley fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Tigers 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Tommy McCraw now playing first base. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Stanley hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Knoop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. McAuliffe hits a fly ball into right field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Kaline takes first base on ball 4. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 0-for-2 in the game. With two walks. Cash is called out on strikes. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 7, and Detroit Tigers, 3. Goodbye from County Stadium in Milwaukee.